Kutta Sikhis Chelik Chabez Bahar Bahu Kaisai. The Rebbe over here discusses the sugya of an Eved in Avodas Hashem. We're used to seeing an Eved in a derogatory form. He's missing an Eved Pashut. He's missing Tam Vadas. He doesn't appreciate and understand. His head is missing that saturation and connection to the Yevishtim. Comes along the Rebbe Rashab in Samach Vov, Peit Shin Chavov, there's a Metzayin it, and it's mazel like this. No, Eved Pashut is actually the highest level. Why? Change the words. Don't say he's missing Tam Vadas. Say he doesn't need. And let's explain. Here's how the Eved Pashut will explain his connection. He says like this. Most people, in order for them to connect, they have to understand. They have to appreciate. And then they reach the moment of enjoyment. That's how they get to this stage called enjoyment. Through the stage called understanding. Says the Eved to the Yevishter. Says the Eved Pashut, Yevishter, I don't understand. If you ask my mind, it won't understand. But I don't ask my mind. I don't need my head to appreciate. I'm in charge of my head, and I've told it it doesn't need to appreciate because, Eibishter, you're so important to me. You are everything to me more than the need to understand. So your enjoyment is my enjoyment, period. It skips Tam Vadas. I don't need Tam Vadas. Says, the Rebbe Rashab says a Zavort. When a person uses their head to understand, yeah, they eventually get to the moment of enjoyment. But if you look deeply, it's their enjoyment. They acquired it. It's not really the master's enjoyment. They now own that enjoyment. It happens to be an enjoyment that is also the master's. But they acquired it. And they need the seichel in order to acquire it. The Eved is a beautiful moment. It's a moment where it's 1,000% transparently the nachas ruach of the Adon himself. It's not even acquired by the Eved. As a matter of fact, the only time in Bailus where we say, I am you, is Eved. We say the whole Ruchush of the Eved is the Adon. There is no such thing as me. The whole me is you. Although it's a me that's pretty strong. If you talk to this Eved, he's going to be proud of his accomplishments. He's going to be confident. And he has a conviction and strength about his master. He's not a schlepper. We're used to seeing the word bittel with the word schlepper. He's not a schlepper. He's very strong. But the strength is the strength of the master. Okay. This helps us understand a question in the parsha. Bahar and Bahu Kaisai seem to be two opposite messages. Bahar seems to imply the message of strength. Bahu Kaisai seems to imply the message of bittul. How do you have them two together? But now we can understand. The Eved is exactly that. It's the ultimate strength that's actually a manifestation of bittul. As a matter of fact, this message we see in Behar itself and in Bahu Kaisai itself. In Behar, we might ask another question. Behar should be Behar Sinai. It's Behar Sinai. Sinai should be mentioned. Why are we mentioning only the word Behar? So the idea is like this. In Avodas Hashem, there are many levels. Derech Klal, we say there's three levels in a shliach. When I do something for someone, so often he sends me on a mission, and I'm just agreeing that the outcome should be his. He tells me to do some specific Tzivoy, some specific commandment. As I'm doing it, I'm actually thinking, maybe these details don't apply. Maybe I should skip something. But then I just do it for him. And that's why we're told that if you skip details, you're not going to be representing him. He wants this done. But I never really kind of bought into that action. I'm just doing it. That's the lowest level of a shliach, where the action, I call it the outcome, is given to the mishaleach. In Chilek Tes, page 324, the Rebbe has this. So that's the lowest level. And over there, there's a hava, meaning he might be mishana from the das of the mishaleach. Then there's a higher level, where the person is dedicated to the action. I'm going to do the action exactly like he wants. There's no playing around that I'm not really there. I'm 100% there. But if you ask the person's feelings about that action, listen, don't ask me my feelings. I'm doing it. I'm just dedicating the action. Anything that has to do with this action is 1,000% his. I'm there for him. Don't ask my feelings. Then there's a higher level that even his feelings are there. His identity is there. But even the highest level, his identity is there for that action. Not for his life. Not for the life. An Eved is a life. An Eved is the intensity of connection that transforms his whole life. He becomes the Rechush of the Adin. So the Parsha Bahar Sinai has all the different levels in Avedas Hashem. In the beginning, because let's say there's a person in the beginning who's even thinking of changing the Das of the Mishalech, so he has to focus on Sinai. He has to focus on being humble a little bit. And also the other two levels of the person who dedicates his full action also has to think about a little bit humble. And even the one who identifies during that action with the Mishalech also needs a dosage of Sinai, because at the end of the day, his life is still not there. But the ultimate level, which is the Eved, you don't have to say the word Sinai. His strength is Sinai. His strength and fortitude, when you see that Eved, proud, you know it's not a self-pride. You know it's a representation. Which is why the parsha is called Har, indicating I don't need to say Sinai. The same idea we have also in B'chukaisai. Usually, how do we look at Chukim? Chukim we look as not yet Mishpatim. What's the highest level? A level where my Seichel understands Mishpatim. Chukim is missing. It's missing the ability to understand. We don't yet have Tam B'das for it. Comes along Chassidus and says a Tifa word. No. B'chukaisai means B'chukaisai is a whole different word. It's not Chukim that I can't understand. B'chukaisai in Chukim means I'm Mekayim, this mitzvah, and I don't even need to have my Seichel understand it. In other words, like this. What's it between Chukim and Gzeda? Gzeda means I'm forced. Chukim means it's so much me that I don't need to have that stage of first appreciating it and then having the tainug and doing it. Period. Eibishter says I do it. It's exactly like the idea of the Eved. Ein lecha reshus laharar means I told my head stop it. Don't even go to that idea that you have to understand. You don't have to understand. That's Chukim. You don't have the ability. You don't have permission to understand. I'm telling my head, you don't have permission. Stop it. Don't even go to this whole idea of first understanding, then enjoying. This is the ultimate level of connection to the Yevishter, where the Tainug of the Yevishter is my Tainug. The same idea is brought out in Chukim. And the last Nekuda that the Rebbe brings out is that's why in the Parsha, we talk about Tzchar Mitzvahs. Why are you talking about Tzchar Mitzvahs? The word is like this. This is not Tzchar that I'm doing it in order to get schar. It's the same word we said before, b'negia tam v'das, the same word b'negia schar. The ultimate moment of Eibishter is when it saturates everything. When the Eibishter is found all over. Usually for the Eibishter to be found in Seichel, I have to understand. But here we found a new phenomenon. The Eibishter can be found in Seichel without the Seichel understanding. In other words, my whole Metzius, my whole sense of self is all with the Yevishter, but it skips the level of trying to understand. The same idea with the Schar Mitzvahs in this last part of the Sicha. What's Schar? Schar means a toive gashmi, which means to say that the Eibishter is found also in the gashmiistik toive. So a low level of finding the Eibishter in the gashmiistik toive is, if the Eibishter is good for me, then I'm going to do it. But here, the Avad Pashit, it goes differently. It goes, the Eibishter is found all over because he's the only one to be found. He's the only one to be found, so he's going to be found all over. Like the Avad Pashit. The reason why the Eved Pashit is excited and has Tainuk is not because he has the Tainuk, it's because the only is the Eibishter around, so that's why he has a Tainuk. The same thing in the Schar, in regards to B'chuk Oisai. The reason why there's a Schar Gashmi is not because I need the Schar Gashmi, it's because the Eibishter is Emes, and therefore he's found all over. Think about it like this. La'as Olav is going to be a Toive Gashmi. Why? Because we need Toive Gashmi for the Eibishter? No, because the Eibishter is Toive. And it's toy baruchnis, and it's because it's truth, therefore it's toy also begashmis. That's the kind of schar we're talking about over here. We're talking about toy bamiti. B'derech memel, it's also going to be in gashmis. That's the world of Eved. The world of Eved is, you know who I am? I'm the property of the Adon. I wake up in the morning with a smile. It's not because I need a smile. It's because I represent. I live a different life. And that's the ultimate moment of Bahar and Sinai together in one entity. Okay, that's enough.